Much of that criticism was based on frustration. Many cannabis advocates say it's ludicrous that during the first year of legalized marijuana, there are only 24 legal retail outlets for a province with 14.5 million people. By comparison, the city of Calgary has 66, Edmonton 48, and officials say Alberta could host as many as 500 cannabis retail outlets within 2 years. Now Ontario is scrapping its lottery system and is overhauling its cannabis licensing program. That means getting rid of the temporary cap on the number of private stores and canceling the pre-qualification requirements for would-be retailers. The aim is to approve 20 new shops a month. Doug Downey is Ontario's Attorney General.
We wanted to go at a pace so that we could actually make sure the supply was there, and that was part of the constraint. And now that the federal supply has been solved, that issue, we're now in a position to go much wider and faster.
There could also be another reason. Ottawa legalized cannabis just over a year ago. In the latest fiscal year, the Ontario Cannabis Retail Corporation lost $42 million, mainly because of supply shortages. The change is welcome news to many wannabe pot retailers. They say a more open market is long overdue. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario says it will begin accepting new applications on January the 6th, with authorizations coming by the beginning of March. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.